Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that time of year again?
What's going on?
Time to start thinking about sending the little ones back to school.
Yes, get your ass on the bus.
The good news is you get them out of your hair. The bad news, well, this number is now hanging over your head. A number that, thanks to pandemic restrictions for most of the last year, was something that parents didn't have to worry about. Last summer, this wasn't something that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Whoa.
And for whatever reason,
that's bad, huh?
Well, I mean, for whatever reason, it seems to be worse, at least a little bit harder in our area than anybody else, and we don't know why. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. The average parent in our area is going to spend over $840
per child
on back-to-school stuff this year.
Like private school money.
So that's clothes, supplies, backpacks, and that's just the stuff to get them ready for the beginning of school. Now, we talked a lot about how the prices of things keep going up.
Yeah.
And back to school is not exempt from that. So when it comes to, compared to last year, on the whole boat, the average parent will spend at least $140 more per kid this year.
God damn. For what, though? What went up so high?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Goddamn pencils?
Now, look, this might be a little misleading.
Right.
Because keep in mind, last year, a lot of parents were doing the back-to-school stuff with their kids only going 2 days a week if they were going at all. So that might have brought down the average, right? However, you see that $840 number and you go, whoa.
It's insane.
So I know what a lot of parents are thinking. Well, that's all for the fancy clothes and the nice sneakers, right? So I'm not going to spend that kind of money.
Yeah.
I got bad news for y'all, too.
What's that?
13 Wham last night, they did a story. Talking about parents just buying straight up supplies. On just supplies your kid will need for school, you are looking at spending an average of $60 more per kid this year.
That's just because the price went up.
Yeah. That's not sneakers and jeans. Oh, and by the way, if you need to get your kid a Chromebook or a laptop for school, guess what the newest shortage in America is?
Again? Weren't they short before?
It was right when the pandemic started, right? And then I guess they caught up, and I guess there's a problem now. Folks in the story on 13 Wham last night say you may have to go secondhand to find that
secondhand
stuff. Secondhand Chrome. What makes this potentially even harder to deal with? What we just brought up. This was probably an expense you didn't deal with last year. So it might have slipped your mind for the upcoming school year, at least how much you were potentially going to spend on your kids. And I have a question. Are there any parents that have already done school shopping for their kids, and have you noticed a difference? By the way, if you're one of those parents, I hate you.
So is all that stuff already out? All that stuff's already out, right?
Bro, that like the last day of June, all that stuff starts coming out.
Right?
Yeah. Worst tag team song ever. Boom, there it is.
You know why you also might be spending more? And I'm just thinking back to my experience with school supply shopping. If you're working from home, you don't have a chance to take things from work, which is what my mom always did, like folders, stuff like that, pens, pencils. She always grabbed a bunch from work and would save on that side of things.
Does your mom still work where she worked? Okay, good.
No.
Just
making sure.
This
was back in the day, and she was not the only one doing it. So, no,
that makes her not a criminal.
No, but I'm saying I think there are a lot of parents that, you know, when they see those extra supplies laying around work, well, my kid could use that. So you might save here and there on things you took from your office.
Yeah, I'm guessing Kodak and Xerox supplied this entire area with paper and pencil, right?
You ain't wrong, man. You ain't wrong. Hey, Kimmy, can I ask you a question when it comes to back to school stuff? Again, the average parent in our area is going to spend $840 per child for back to school, clothes, supplies, all that stuff.
Yeah.
When it came to getting new clothes every year when you were in school, Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
were your parents the type that would buy you new stuff when you needed it throughout the year? Or were they the type that you got the clothes in the beginning of the year and that's what you had until the school year?
Oh, you had to ride it out the whole year.
Yeah. It was always the beginning of the year. So, like new jeans or new sneakers, whatever. And then, unless it was like my birthday or something, that was it.
So like if you hit a growth spurt or something, they weren't going to buy you?
I guess maybe if like I grew out of something. I don't remember. I mean, I was young when I was going through growth spurts, so I don't really remember. But usually it was like you stuck with that throughout the year. Ooh. Unless it was something really significant.
I would think girls have just got to be a pain in the ass with clothes.
It's both.
Is it really?
I mean, little boys in middle and high school, you want to look cool. Do you remember? Did you do back to school shopping when you were a kid?
So because I went to private school, you had to wear their outfits like you had to do. So you had to go to a certain store and get that blazer, slacks, and ties, and it sucked. But my parents loved it because there was no issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you got to wear. So I look like a smaller version of my father going to work in the morning. So stupid.
I'm also curious, too, when it comes to most families, who's in charge of the back-to-school stuff in the
house?
It's
gotta be mom.
Okay, it was always my mom growing up, but I feel like that's starting to change. Because, like, when I take my girls to the mall for clothes and sneakers, I see a hell of a lot of dads doing exactly what I'm doing.
Well, dads are way more involved with their kids now, too, right? In general. So I think dumb dads got to go do that. But I always think, like...
What the hell is that for, man?
Because I would think, like, your daughters can manipulate you because you don't know.
No, my daughters are easy. No, because my wife sympathizes with them wanting to, you know, fit in and things like that, where I'm like, this is cheaper. Shut up and get it. Shut up, kid. Shut up and look dumb. Which, by the way, my parents did to me, and I hated them for it. Hated them for it.
Yeah.
Zone jeans. Everyone wears JNCO jeans. I'm wearing Zone jeans from JCPenney.
They're Penny's product?
Blow the crotch out of them in like 3 weeks.
I bet you did.
We'll just patch him up. We'll patch him up.
Oh, the patch kid was the saddest kid.
Bro. And they were iron patches. Yes. Iron-on patches, not
sewn. Yeah, but iron-on patches were big back then.
No. They're iron-on patches in the wrong spots because he was a wild boy.
I gotcha.
Boy has got a little thigh rubbing going on. Okay. So we used to know kids, like even in private school, like rich kids, you would see like the reason these people are rich, they don't spend money, right? You would see a fat kid that had big-ass thighs and he'd have those patches on the inside of his leg.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Just know where your loins are rubbing.
And here's the other problem with those iron-on patches, right? When they heat up, they start to come off.
Yeah.
And it's my crotch. Bro, so it's all heat down there.
Just think how hot a boy's crotch is midsummer.
Wait,
worst Stones album of all time. They got arrested for it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you think young boys' crotches are hot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they get sweaty crotch.
No, I just want to make sure we're on the record here. You, Tommy Boulay, believe that young boys' crotches are hot.
Yes.
Okay.
I stand behind that.
Do kids still have those iron-on patches? Because I remember they were big because as kids...
Okay, we're thinking of two different patches.
Yeah, you're thinking of like designer patch.
No. I know what you're talking about. They were like these little rectangles, and you tried to match them to your jeans when you get a hole in your jeans.
Okay, yeah, you got it, yeah.
Again, no mom ever matched that thing correctly.
No, it was never
stuck out, man.
And I remember kids got them all the time because like as a kid, you'd sit on the floor a lot for like if the teacher would read to you or something. So like, your jeans would get worn out and all the kids had those patches like in their knees or on like the side of their jeans.
Okay, I don't think you understand. We're not talking about Oshkosh Bagoshes here. We're talking about I was like 13 with these patches on my crotch.
Yeah.
With crotch patches. Okay. Tommy's hot teen
crotch
patches. $2,000 to $6,000. The average parent in our area is going to spend $840 per kid for going back to school. Just supplies, even if you cut out the sneakers and jeans and all the stuff your kid wants, you're looking at spending $60 more per
on the
kid
essentials
on just supplies than you did last year. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Lady Taylor, Break Room Lady Taylor. She writes us quote. Who in their right mind spends that much per child every year? I'm guessing I won't spend more than $150 each on my boys this year, and they're both going back to middle school. You just have to know where to shop and do your research.
Shut up, Taylor.
Tell me how to shop for a kid back to school.
It's the same prices for everybody, unless Taylor's got a special sneaky place you can go score all that stuff.
Well, okay. Let's say you go discount, right? Okay, so you go Walmart or Marshalls or whatever.
But their prices are up, too.
Yeah, I still can't see how.
There's a shortage, man. It's going to be up.
Unless you're going secondhand.
What's a secondhand pencil?
No, I mean, she means for clothes. The clothes. But he's right. Like, I mean, I don't know what the supplies are going to ding you versus the clothes, right? I mean, look, don't. If I know that people are desperate, but speaking from a kid that had to wear secondhand clothes his whole life, that hurts you, man.
Don't you wish, though, because right now, like, it's very, secondhand clothes, very popular.
Vintage clothing.
Vintage clothing.
Okay. Plus it is.
Don't you kind of wish that was that way when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Would have made life so much easier.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong.
Husky boy.
When do kids have a final say in the clothes that they want to wear to school?
Probably now, right up front.
No, I'm saying what age?
Middle school, because that's when you really start noticing, like, trends.
Okay. But, but even then at middle school, like, my parents would not let me, like, if I wanted something and they were like, no, there wasn't an argument, right? Like, it gets to a point where, is it 14, 15, 16?
It's got to be it has to be by then. Like, you're in hell. You're in fashion hell by then. 14, you're deep into it.
Well, like,
I would think you're starting to get into it now with your oldest daughter.
Well,
she's aware of clothes and how, you know, you're supposed to look and fashion, right?
Yeah, both of them are, you know, they're little girls, so they love fashion stuff.
So you're already in it.
But I have the ability to look at both of my girls right now and go, no, you're not wearing that, or no,
you're
I'm
start,
not.
Yeah, but that has to go away because your one daughter's changing schools.
Yeah.
You're done. Because I would think that change to school is got to be so frightening.
Yeah.
Because we both did it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to want to look, you know, a certain way because she doesn't want to be you.
Thank you.
No, but you know how you looked. You showed up you.
With all my crotch patches?
Yeah.
In my hot teen crotch?
Hot po' teen crotch.
But like this woman, Taylor, you know, as we talk about who has the final say, you were the kids in the clothes. If she says in the Facebook message that her sons are going into middle school, if she can she tell her sons this is what you're going to wear and get away with it? Because like when I was in middle school, I wanted that say. Like I knew what I wanted to look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that fight worth it as a parent? Like, how much money would you have to save to not get in that argument with your kid? Because you're not going to, it's going to be miserable. It's going to be a miserable experience.
Well, you're going to have a fight. I guess you're probably going to have a fight even if they get their way. They're just still going to be a pain in the ass. So I guess you have to have like a dollar amount in line of where you're willing to spend.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be just a pain in the ass either way.
I'm trying to think, what is like the discount place for parents right now? Because I remember back in the day, it could be Old Navy.
Because
my parents
cheapest.
Were all about Sears. Like that's where we shopped for back to school stuff as a kid.
That's where you bought Husky jeans.
It was always Sears because it was the cheapest at the time.
It's where America shops for value, Kimmy.
Here's what's sneaky about Old Navy, though. Mm. So the stuff you buy, because you're not fashionable, Tommy, because you're an old guy, that's cheap.
Yeah, sometimes it's sneaky expensive.
All of the most popular stuff that the kids want, they jack those prices up to cover the prices of the other low-end stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember that as a kid, too. Like, oh, Old Navy's cheap. $40 for a pair of jeans. Shloopity-doo. All right, so good luck.
Mm.
Godspeed to all you parents out there.
How you do it?
Shut up. I hate when you do that.
What?
Oh, I don't know how you do it.
Ain't for me.
And then the next day, pure parents are easy. It's like having a dog. Give him an M&M every once in a while. Everything's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.